ladies and gentlemen, I got to sit down with one of my heroes in the last month, Bob Troia from the website quantifiedbob.com. You are going to find this interview fascinating. Bob is one of my mentors. He is a hero to me. And way before I ever met him, I was using his website to create my own versions of the fasting mimicking diet. Learn about peptides and how I might be able to use a stack of niacin to flush out heavy metal toxicity. You don't want to miss this episode. Tune on in. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. I'm here with Bob Troia, and we're in Las Vegas, where there are over 30 exhibits in the world of biohacking, optimization, wellness. And the most important thing you should know is that this is going to be happening in Boston from June 10th through the 12th, 2022. And it'll be an event like the East Coast has never seen before. And today, we are sitting down with two people who love to optimize health and wellness.
We've already chatted for an hour before we even got on the camera here. So like, yeah, a lot to discuss.
There's a lot to discuss. So I'll take us in, I guess. A good spot for the audience at home and myself is, you know, when I was really seeking optimization, I was looking at the world of fasting, and there was a diet that came out called the fasting mimicking diet. The idea that there would be a caloric restriction over 5 days, and I think put forth by Walter Longo, and they sold this package for a fasting mimicking diet. Well, Bob on his website, Quantified Bob, had of course given you the home, do it yourself. Here's what you need as far as macros and micros. And before I knew you, I was like following your recipes also for things like a niacin flush in the sauna or an at-home infrared sauna that you could set up with an infrared bulb. I've like gotten so much stuff off of your content.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. Yeah. I mean, when I started writing about these, like my self-experimentation, this was like 2013. And I was just trying to get my ideas down, not thinking anyone else even cared about this stuff. It was more like me kind of documenting my experiences in whether it's diet, fitness, like understanding myself through lab testing. And all of a sudden people were like, hey, I read your story. You like came across a post about something that you were seeking out. And someone goes, hey, that helped me out a lot. Or you might say like, I tried it as well. And my results were slightly different. It doesn't mean they were wrong. It means that it kind of proves the fact that we're all individuals and we have to self-experiment and see how our individuality plays into all these things.
I think that's what the name resonated with me. It's like Quantified Bob. It's like Bob is quantifying his experiments in health and putting them out there in a really beautiful way. Like what you said, 2013, what was your gateway into this self-experimentation or wanting more for your health?
I mean, it goes all the way back to my teenage years where just through athletics, I was playing sports. And at the time, like, we didn't have all the tools. We didn't have the internet even. So I was like, you know, a skinny kid, teenager that was playing football and running track. And I was doing pretty well. But I was trying to figure out like, well, how do I get stronger, faster? And like the tools were like a tape measure and a scale and like a stopwatch, right? And so I had to go to the library and find books on nutrition and how many calories are in a gram of fat versus protein. And then go through college. I played sports in college. And when I got into the real world, a couple of things were happening. So you like, okay, well now I'm in the real world and I kind of let myself go a little bit. Like, you know, you start working really hard. It was this early .com startup days and it was just crazy times, but also technology started evolving too. So I hit a point where I was like, I really need to start focusing more back on myself and improving my well-being. Cause I was like, you know, I'm going in a bad direction. I need to correct it. I didn't go completely off the rails, but I was like, I realized not what I used to be. And I could have either said, you'll never get back to where you were, or you can say like, I just want to keep optimizing myself as long as I can. And so I started basically looking at like new technologies, new ways of lab testing, especially like just to uncover things about myself. So it really was self-discovery, not so much as I had this problem I was trying to fix. It was like, I mean, I definitely knew I was not at 100%. And especially as I was building companies, because I've been an entrepreneur for like over 20 years. And I had a company that was really successful. And I was working out like 6 days a week. I had like really low body fat. I was like, on the outside, everything looked amazing, but I was like exhausted. And I was like, I remember at one point, like I had like curl up on the couch for like a day. And I was just like, what's going on? What am I doing wrong here? Everything, I'm following everything I think is right.
Yeah.
And I had to rethink my approach to diet, exercise. Like I was like, I'm exercising too much or the wrong way. I was eating a super low fat diet in a certain way that maybe for my body, it was like, I had to rethink the way I approach nutrition. Recovery, especially as you get older, recovery is super important. And, and so for me, it was just that journey. And as I came across things, everyone's always pitching a product or a new technique or some service. And I always wear that skeptic's hat. And I was like, well, I want to understand everything about how something works or why it does or doesn't work. And I would look down through the data and be like, let me uncover, I'd read the studies. I would be like, how can I apply this to myself? And so I would try to replicate some experiments or things I read. So I'd be like, oh, this worked. This reduced glucose levels in mice, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, well, if it works for mice, I'm going to try it on myself, right? So yeah. I would replicate an experiment to see, like, would that work for me? And so you mentioned something like the fasting and the fasting mimicking diet. So that's a series of experiments I did where I was trying out different ways, whether it's a water fast or a 3-day water fast or a 5-day water fast, just to see, like, measure the effects of blood sugar, ketones. I did pre-post lab testing just to understand, like, what really happens and what's the sweet spot for me if I did something like that, and what are the benefits, you know? So like an example would be a 5-day water fast. It's basically, for me, it's like a metabolic reset. And I'm just drinking water, like mineral water and regular water. Just like, no, some people mix in things like some coffee, which, you know, there's different variations, but I want to eliminate any variables, just give my body a full reset. And when I did the testing at the end of, so first of all, like your ketones will spike after like day 3, let's say, and glucose will get the, so you're basically inverting. Now your body's primarily running on ketones. And so you have, like, for me, it was like effects, like even on sleep, like you get really crazy. Like dreaming was very vivid because you're basically fueling your brain all night with ketones. And, but at the end, when I tested after the refeeding, so you fast for 5 days and you kind of slowly refeed back in, your body basically goes, I'm not dying. I'm not starving. All your growth factors just take off. So testosterone, like all these, like everything just spikes. And so your body just goes, wow. So it's like a regeneration almost. And so for me, that was something I'd go, okay, this is an important thing I should be doing maybe like once a quarter. So maybe like even a 3-day water fast, like once a quarter, and I do a longer one once a year. And something like a fasting mimicking diet was an approach that said, well, some people don't want to do a water fast for 5 days.
So, it's challenging to get through it sometimes, depending on your workload.
Yeah. And so people are like, well, what's the minimum amount of effort I need to do to get the same effect? And that's kind of what the fasting mimicking diet was for some people. It's like they need a little bit of calories that doesn't hinder the effects of what they're getting out of the fast. So for me, when I did that, you know, I saw basically kind of the results that, like, I expected. Like the growth, it didn't very much mimic kind of like those effects. But for me, I'm actually someone that's like, well, I want to remove. So when you have, like, even with a fasting mimicking diet or something like that, where there's a little bit of food and you're preparing things a certain way and measuring it out to the gram, like that's a lot of effort sometimes. That's why, like, the package, like the Prolon package that they sell is, for some people, that's perfect. It's just like, open this box, eat this, do this, you know?
Right.
But for me, it was almost like, me personally, I would just rather just do a water fast because it's just easier. I don't have to think about anything. It's not like, oh, I have to, because people always email me about, some people want recipes and things, but then some people go, can I switch this with this? Or can I add more the balance of calories to be more fat based or whatever? And I was like, you could do whatever you want. There's no, like, no one's saying anything's like right or wrong. You have to just see what works best for you.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, on the fasting side, that was that. So what was your experience like doing some of the fasting?
I mean, fasting for me, because I had such an experience in a long time with Lyme disease and chronic inflammatory response syndrome, SIRS, or reaction to environmental mold, whatever it was, I would always get such a dramatic reduction in inflammation when I would fast. Like, my body would feel normal. It was like, what is this magic that we're not talking about? And I remember I got a lot of pushback from my doctors at the time. They're like, that's dangerous. You're going to lose too much weight. You know, even, it's funny, my general practitioner would be worried. He would say, well, you've had cancer, so don't get too thin. Like, there, I was like, I've had cancer 4 years ago. Like, there's no relation to that and now and me not eating for 5 days. And what the research would show is that I'm probably setting my body up for a better chance not to have a reoccurrence if I include that 5-day fast once a quarter. I would say that, you know, like you, it's easier for me just to not eat and just say, this is the agreement that we're making this week. I have water. There's nothing to prepare, but I have done the 5-day caloric restriction. And I will say, I do feel the drop in inflammation. I feel the benefit. Of course, I did Whole Foods. What I wasn't crazy about with the Prolon fast, which is the kit that they sell for the fasting mimicking diet, was that some of the foods for me, again, with a history of biotoxin illness, were like lectin rich, or they had tomatoes or things that I would say, well, there could be an inflammation pattern associated with that food. So I don't want to leave it in. And I still, again, following your recipe, I got a great result at the end of that 5 days. So yeah, it's something that it's still hard for me mentally to get through a fast, even though I know the value and I know I should do 5 days. It's usually like, I usually find what I do fit in every day is usually I eat at like 2 and I try to stop eating when the sun goes down. So I do try to do that small window, and the net cumulative effect of me doing that for a year, you know, I'm getting a good amount of caloric restriction.
Sure. And it sounds like when you do the bigger fast, like, whereas for me, I felt like it was more of a reset, like my organs all relaxed. For you, it was almost like that. The benefits of like autophagy is like, you're basically cleaning up anything in your body. Yeah. That's like, get rid of all this stuff that shouldn't be here. And now you're back to kind of like 100% again.
Yeah. And I brought this study up yesterday when I talked to Victor from Lightwater. We were talking about the protective effects of doing like a 2-day fast pre-chemotherapy or pre-radiation, and that the body does actually put up this almost like this invisible armor when we do 2 days, and there's less residual damage around the other tissues in the body. So that research is always in my level of awareness. I have lots of people ask me, again, not a medical doctor, not a dietitian, and the research is really strong on this. So I would love it if it was more a part of the conversation. And I think me experimenting on myself, talking about it on the podcast, you know, quoting what the scientific literature says, people can hear that and they could say, oh, my grandma's going through cancer, you know, my aunt, my uncle, you know, because it's, if you've looked at the numbers post-pandemic, it's like, this is a crazy curve after 2 years of cortisol bathing. I mean, we could talk about that too.
Yeah, I'm sure all of us have family members or friends, loved ones that are going through things like now that you're like, you can basically attest it to like the 2 years of just being locked down, isolated, kind of, you know, all those issues.
I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. Now, in the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. Now, I know what you're thinking, that is a full bucket. And even worse than the list of toxins was the fatigue, the neuralgia, and the brain fog due to the burden on the system. So luckily, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse Foot Bath by AMD at a wellness conference. The system uses both positive and negatively charged ions to help eliminate these harmful toxins from the body. So my N equals one experiment? After 4 months, I've watched most environmental toxicity fall by more than 30% through diagnostic testing. So for me, this is a win-win. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a fan favorite of the podcast because it's safe, it's effective, and it's a non-invasive way to cleanse and purify the body. So as a special promotion, Ion Cleanse by AMD is offering a free 15-minute consult where you can explore your personal needs to see if this technology may be the right solution for you and your family. So schedule your free 15-minute phone consult by selecting the link in the show notes, my Instagram at FreddySetGo, or FreddySetGo.com. Friends, this is a heart-centered company. The support team is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. That is zero risk for the customer. So if you're ready to purchase, visit www.amajordifference.com and mention the Beautifully Broken podcast as your referral source. Namaste.
So one other area is like, so because I measure and I like to document things, and early on, I always wore that skeptic's hat. And so when I hear the things like frequencies and like words like quantum, I was always like, the woo thing that like goes off. And then as I actually got deeper into unreading through science, and I went from like looking at diet and food to like what happens when you eat food, and it gets to the electron level, and then it gets to like this, then the idea of like what is quantum biology? And there's the field of quantum biology is pretty fascinating. And I see these technology and things that are out there that maybe the issue is people that have these great technologies that I believe in some of them because I can prove and document like, and they can measure certain things, but maybe it's the way they're being explained. It still sounds too woo woo woo, and they need to distill it. I think you do a great job with certain technologies around frequencies and sound and light and EMF and all that. Like, kind of what's happening? How is it actually affecting the body? And I think that's important because then people go, okay, he's not just selling me some magic, like invisible thing that's going on here. Like, this is actually what it's doing to your body. And so like your involvement with AmpCoil in particular, mm-hmm. because I've used the device several times, you know, it's a pretty, like the technologies that you're putting together, it's like for someone that hasn't ever used AmpCoil, basically you want to give like the quick, like 30 second, like what is it at a high level?
And then 30 second high level, it's a tool that works with the energetic body. So it's delivering to the human bioenergetic field, pulse magnetics and frequency. And so think about like a song that we've written for a state of being or an area of the body, you know, maybe 50 different frequencies over a 33 minute session, but we've turned the sound into an inaudible pulsed electromagnetic field. So just imagine that frequency wave, which I always say the frequency is how frequently that occurrence happens in a unit of time,
right?
How frequently the wave travels from tip to trough is the frequency. And that song or the sound is being pushed through an amplifier, pushed through a modified Tesla coil. And so we're not hearing it audibly, but you're the body's energetic field hears it. So that's a very simple high level.
Yeah. And so like, let's break that down even one level further. So
yeah,
let's talk about frequency.
Yeah.
So the way I've always kind of explained frequency to family members and all that, it's like, think of a tuning fork. I hit this tuning fork and it's vibrating at a thing. If I go and I touch the tuning fork to another object, the object will pick up that vibrational pattern. Mm-hmm. And so the way I always think of AmpCoil is the frequencies are like little tuning forks, but different organs and systems in the body actually will resonate with certain ones, right? Is that kind of like a way to think about
it? Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. I would also say if we have two tuning forks tuned to an A flat, if I strike this one, I don't need to touch it to this one. Waves and particles move through space. We could say code, binary code,
right?
There's information and the other tuning fork picks up the song and starts to sing. And a healthy resonance. So that's the idea that the tuning fork hears that resonant vibration. And it's like, I like that. I'm going to sing that song. Mm-hmm. Any other note, that other tuning fork is not going to pick it up. So what I explain is that your liver has a healthy resonance range, the kidney, and the conversation around frequency. You know, it sounds like I'm being treated with frequency, but at the end of the day, like the density of this table and my fingernails and a tooth and a skin, they all feel very different. That's as a result of their metabolic process or their oscillating pattern or their frequency.
Right.
So it's all frequency, right? So we're working with different songs and sounds and tunes. And again, you're right. We're broadcasting to the body. Now, there's different ways when you can make something ring. And so you have something like AmpCoil, which is a rolling, silent magnetic wave that never stops. Or you have something like pulse centers, which is a device with a spark plug in it. And I say that analogy is like ringing a dinner bell with a hammer.
Yeah.
Right? It's a more powerful mechanism, a mechanical wave that is actually causing the muscle belly to contract.
Right. So you're talking, so now we're talking about a pulse electromagnetic PEMF pulse. And so you want to explain quickly, like, so now we're taking this frequency and we can apply frequencies in different ways. We can use sound, light, vibration, and your delivery mechanism is through a coil. Do you want to explain maybe what that is and why that?
Yeah, really a transducer coil, a modified Tesla coil. So it's a wrapping of different alloys, metals. Sometimes they'll use aluminum. Sometimes we use copper. But the coil, the wrapping of that through Tesla's innovations allows this coil to create a toroidal field. And it's this shape of a magnetic field that's very similar that your body creates from the science based on HeartMath Institute. And it's really fascinating how we can place this coil on the body and create this mimicking field that complements the body's energetic field. And that frequency, again, it goes from a sound generation device or a tablet through an amplifier and then through that magnetic coil. And the coil essentially turns into a speaker,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's essentially how that functions.
And so the coil is essentially the tuning fork sending the information to the body.
Sending information to the body.
And then the body's systems are deciding which ones they resonate with.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the...
Yeah. What's the body do with that information?
Yeah.
And it's not so dissimilar from being in a yoga class and listening to the instructor who is giving you a frequency through her voice. And you're taking those audible cues and you're moving through a series of poses and movements. And at the end of the class, we feel restored.
Yeah.
You know, we often feel like, wow, my body feels great. I'm ready to do anything. I've got this fluidity and movement. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but in a really good yoga class, I move through space better. When I'm out in the streets of New York, I remember, you know, coming down, and New York is so full of noise and chaos, but you'd walk down in the street and be like, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's not so different. And many people will use amp coil as a technology and they'll get up. They're like, I feel, we had a guy yesterday that had torn his rotator cuff surfing or trying to do a muscle up in his CrossFit class. I can't remember which one. And he's like this. He's like, this is all I got right now. He's like, it's a month and a half old. I was like, well, let's run. He was like, is it pain? He's like, no. I'm like, let me run the Harmonizer, which is a program that's going to play all the resonant frequencies for your chakra centers, some very low grounding frequencies, some mental, emotional, and like a little brain activation. And literally he got up, he goes, dude, he's like, what is the? I'm like, it's just, it could have been a pattern of holding that the injury could very well be fixed.
Yeah.
Right. But there is a pattern of maybe the mental, emotional trauma of the injury was still in place. And that's all we did is we got the body talking to the rest of the organs and organ systems. And he got up and the pattern itself corrected. It's not that we healed the injury in 30 minutes, but yeah. There are energetic patterns that we hold that don't serve the body.
Anytime you have an injury, you always have a compensatory pattern that develops to protect that. So if you've hurt your knee, you'll see people walking. If you see them walking upstairs, yeah. You'll see either their foot's turned a certain way or their hip is flared because they're trying to, in their mind, they don't want to put the load on the knee.
Yes.
And it's just a neurological thing. And there's different ways that you can get the body to kind of retrain or ignore that, you know, override that pattern essentially, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's so cool to watch, especially the wow factors. It's cool to watch. And it's cool to watch with, and that happens with everything in the body, every expression that the body has. Right. Yeah. It could be the body could express a viral infection. It could express chronic fatigue or extreme constipation. These don't all have to be mechanical things in which we need to go in and massage the colon or fill ourselves with supplements. Oftentimes, moving energy will allow that pattern to correct very quickly. So it's a reason why I've been, and again, we could get into why I'm so like into it, but I've seen that enough times and I've seen enough stories where for me, again, it's exciting. It's kind of like where Star Wars or Star Trek meets like real day modern life.
Yeah.
And so we have these cool tools where we're talking about like using a transcorder or whatever it's called on Star yeah. Trek. And they're like, beep, 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 beep. And then the person has a shift in their state.
Yep. Yeah. And it's interesting to see how over the years you're seeing new technologies, new products coming into these, like you see them at these events and they'll have the themes that are developing around like something like frequencies or, you know, however it's delivered is something that is like, you see, I think there's like five or six products that are utilizing it to some degree, whether it's brain entrainment or other ways like light or sound or vibration or pulse electromagnetic field. And so obviously something is happening there. You can't yes. say like it's woo woo or whatever.
Yeah. And they do have mechanisms of action. You know, yeah, we can say from an experiential standpoint, I can give you the story about the guy with the arm and the surfer and the rotator cuff, right? But then we can also look at some people in the field standing on the shoulders of these amazing doctors like Dr. Pollack, who's actually looked at what happens in the cell when you apply pulse magnetic or what happens to a cell when you apply pulsed red light between 600 and 1,000 nanometers of wavelength.
Right.
Right. So that's measurable as well.
Yes.
So we can talk to both sides of it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's another thing where as I got deeper into the science and you know, start talking about things like how does like Dr. Pollack's work around another phase of water that can actually be imprinted with information, yeah. like, and you'd go, that sounds so ridiculous. And then there's a book like this about it. This
yeah.
took all the studies, it's all measured. And you're like, and then you start, then when I come across other products that would use the terminology around like, oh, we do this with structured water. We put this, and I go, okay. 6 years ago, I might've been like, this is crazy. But now I'm like, okay, I get the science. I understand it now. But then you have to still try it on yourself and be like, do I notice anything? Is it really doing something? Or is there like a placebo effect? And for me, it's been like a pretty great journey to like find these things that I'm like, these are great tools in the toolkit. You know, for me, I kind of like, well, I guess I'll ask you like, where do you see this going next? Like, what's the evolution of these technologies? Because we're basically taking things that have been around and like, the vibrational, like these things were discovered. Some of them were back from the 30s, I think, 1930s. And
somewhere as far back, they were using frequency chambers in the pyramids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see, like, we're just applying modern technology to this ancient wisdom. And I'm really excited, or, you know, I want to get your take on maybe where you think like based on what you've seen here this weekend or you've just encountered personally, like where do you see the future of some of this stuff going? It doesn't have to be about your technology. Just like, hey, you walked around like in the self-optimization space, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about the potential. You know, I'm excited about, I always want, as somebody who went through a really challenging time in health, I always want people to be out of pain. Mm-hmm. Like for me, there was a time when I never could imagine life without pain. And now as I sit here and I'm on the podcast, we're talking, we're at the Biohacking Congress, I'm just able to exist without chronic, constant pain. And for me, like, that's mind-blowing. Yeah, it was a wall that I broke through. And I'm so excited for other people to be able to experience that in this container of self-optimization. We segment like high performer wellness. And then there's like the chronic illness people over here, which so many never are invited into this conversation.
Yeah.
Whether it's access to information, whether it's your guiding general practitioner, you know, there's a big gap. So for me, I'm excited to be in Boston or be in Las Vegas, right? It's very funny being in Las Vegas because down on the casino floor,
there's just like the air quality.
The mold. I had to leave my hotel room twice because it was just, they were venting the shower into the ceiling with no vent. And like, I turn on the shower, it's like mold cloud. And my face got numb. And so you have all these things of these deepening levels of awareness. And it's funny to be in Vegas having the conversation because I would not say Vegas is synonymous with health, but there are hotels that are building wellness floors and wellness suites that are going to have PEMF and red light and hyperbaric chambers for VCs that want to come in.
I just walked through, like last night, I walked through, I think, another hotel or casino, and they had a whole like a IV drip set up. Like basically you could walk in, get your injections, your drips and all that. So it's like, you know, whether it's a hangover or you want like kind of like with the Myers cocktail kind of like,
yeah,
you know, deal. So yeah, there's these things are popping up like everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I am excited, you know, again, internally for me, you know, I talk about all the things that I did and tried and all the things I continue to experiment my body on. I want to open up the conversation to the idea that the biohack is like the gateway in to deeper self-awareness. And so we can easily look at these tools and it could become a buying spree of just tech and, you know, coming home with $20,000 worth of stuff and never really having to get inside and do the internal work. I'm excited to like keep going a little bit deeper and find out. For me, it's like always been like the power of being very present and being now and being here brings more joy. I don't have my vision on. I'm excited to go to Boston, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also very, I want to like soak up this experience this weekend and be here. And for me, I can read about something and watch it on a Zoom webinar. I can be on a webinar in London. They're talking about this new quantum tech that involves oxygen and hyperbarics and pressurized oxygen and altitude shifts. But to be in a container where it's all happening and be in a chamber and talk to the inventor or talk to you or be on stage and listen to speakers, the immersive nature of that, that's healing.
Yeah.
It's very powerful.
Well, I think it's the whole, a big part of wellness is it's community. It's being around, like I think that's a part of it. When you get together, especially after the last few years and you're getting now back to these in-person events, it's like, my tribe, I'm back with my tribe. And like, you know, maybe some people felt a little more isolated and, it, you know, I always go home just, you know, feeling amazing. Cause it was just like, you get to reconnect with people, everyone's sharing common experiences and passions. So like, yeah, to your point, like that's pretty exciting. I mean, I am looking at like the future of this idea of, you know, reaching the masses, like you were saying more, you know, we're kind of like on this like tip of like, of folks, like, you know, we're not the average, like, we're kind of weird still.
Yeah.
Right? You know? But I think it works. It trickles its way down, right? To where certain technologies and things are going to make its way to like our family and to general folks. And so like, yeah, I've come across like what's happening on the medicine side, longevity side, like there's tests now, like that are coming out. It's like a blood test that will detect 50 kinds of cancer 5 years before the tumor shows up. They can do this now. And that test, even right now, like,
is that called the Grail?
Grail's the company. Yeah. The test is called, it's made by Grail's the parent company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know, like $1,200 for the blood test right now, which is an expensive test, but it's affordable.
It's not. I got to show you my weekly chemo bill.
I mean, my point though is like, let's say it's not covered by insurance. It's an elective process. So like, I would definitely, I'm about to turn 50. So I'm going to like probably get it just to like, I want it. Even if they're going to just say like, they're going to list the 50 cancers and go, nothing was detected. Okay. These three, we found a trace of some DNA, but that could just mean your body could probably just, but it might not mean, it doesn't mean you, like you have like full blown cancer, yes. But it might be like, but if something came up like if they found prostate cancer or colon cancer, they might be like, go get a follow-up. Because there's another blood test that can actually detect that stuff like now. Yeah. And so the idea though is like, okay, that $1,200 test in a year will be $500 in the cost, and eventually it's just, that'll be part of your workup every year. Like your insurance company will just cover it. So I think idea of cost, even like, you know, DNA and that, like getting your DNA sequence, which went from like millions of dollars to like a few hundred dollars for whole genome now. It's like, that's what I get excited about, those things where the economy of scale comes to play, where now anyone is pretty much accessible to anybody.
Yeah.
But these tests that I'm seeing now are like the way of like, it's all preventative now. It's moving to that preventative shift. And hopefully that transforms the whole, with the way, you know, they're doing with insurance companies, they're trying to make it more reward people for having more healthy practices or being more preventative in nature instead of just like, oh, you have something now.
Right.
And, but yeah, like you said, like these events are, it's about, you know, experiencing the moment and then, you know, but then I always go home. Like I said, there's so much to absorb and then I have to go like look things up and then, you know, and hold, and I try to, I've had periods of time where I would just sort of buy up a bunch of tech, you know, cause I want to try it out. It doesn't mean like, and you can't possibly use everything all the time. So like, like I've got certain devices and tools or modalities that I'm like, I use this like almost every day. Like maybe it's a no brainer. It's a thing. I've got other things that I keep kind of on the side. Like, okay, I use this when I need a very specific kind of recovery or whatever. And like, so maybe like, should I have bought that? Is it something that I spent a lot of money on? Cause I don't use it all the time. Possibly. So for me, it's like, it's also figuring out like, how do you whittle down? Like, you know, cause people just think like, this is a super expensive hobby, it's like your health. But I think telling people like, what, you know, they're often looking for like, what are the inexpensive baseline things I could be doing? And I always tell people like, most of the things are out there, like there's some free things you can do.
Yeah.
The diet, exercise, like breath work, like those are things that don't cost a penny and you can get started right away, you know? And that's, so I think, you know, people see like the cool pictures of like us with all this tech and doing cool crazy things. It's like, you can do that. I mean, there's benefits to a lot of these things, but
Ladies and gentlemen, I had to stop the podcast. I need to tell you about a company that I am loving right now, Upgraded Formulas. They are located right here in Austin and they provide an HTMA test for at-home use. What's HTMA? It's hair tissue mineral analysis. So from the comfort of my bathroom, I can send away some hair and I can get a picture or snapshot of my mineral balance in my body. Minerals are the building blocks of life. It is going to tell me how metabolically active I am, how easily I build muscle or burn fat, how I mount an immune response, and how the health of my bones may look in the next 20 to 30 years. This is a service I believe in so much. I've had my mom do it not once, but twice. And she has got information to improve her vitality, her strength, her energy based on this test, don't guess principle. Also, you have to check out their magnesium, which is always something that I use when I travel and it totally moves my deep sleep scores. Check out Upgraded Formulas and use the code FREDDIE10, that's FREDDIE10, all caps, FREDDIE10. And you'll get a discount in the cart and you can look at your mineral makeup and make better choices about your wellness going forward. Love ya.
And so I guess I'll throw it back to you. Like if we're here next year, like, do you see this type of event being the same group of us kind of all interacting in, or is it going to reach a wider audience? You think it'll be more of like a mainstream health event or like, where do you see that in a year?
I do. I see it expanding. I see, again, I'll go back to the idea, like, what are we doing with this optimization? And I think there's great value in deepening our level of awareness around health and how the body works and functions. And I do think about the planet, right? I think about the health of the people. I think about the health of the planet. And I do think as we deepen our awareness and expand our knowledge that from this movement, I see the potential for great leaders to lead. I think there's always... If I look through the narrative coming through media and our political systems, I'm like, I'm missing a great leader. Yeah. And I always have thought in my heart of hearts, I was like, this will be a biohacker. This will be somebody who understands that they can do more with less.
Yeah.
They can understand how the machine, the mechanism of the human body works to optimize brain function and to really be clear. I look at our political system, and you look at Congress or the White House or the Senate floor, and everybody looks very depleted and tired. And whether that is the job or that's, you know, whether that's being up all night and just nonstop emails, whatever it is. But I think there's value to this, again, bringing this biohacking movement. So I hope it expands to the public. And I do hope that it becomes more and more mainstream. Again, having these people that are rising up with this, you know, again, superpower of awareness is the best way I can say it.
Yeah, it's almost like, I think we both approach it the same way. It's like leading by example.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I don't try to preach to people, like even my family, like listen, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was trying to tell them like, well, you're eating wrong, you're all this is wrong. And nobody, you don't want to be told you're a bad person, you're doing things wrong. So I said, you know what? I'm done with that. I'm not going to ever tell someone to do anything, not to do something. I'm like, I'm going to do my stuff. And then when they're ready, they will approach me and ask me a question and be like, hey, I noticed you did this. How are you able to, what's your workout strategy? What are you doing for diet or whatever? Or, they come to you. And I feel like that leading by example it makes it like from a leadership perspective, like people will relate to that better.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not being told, you're not being spoken down to. You're being like just inspired maybe. And they will approach you and ask you questions. And I think that's the way to lead. Yeah.
I think all this stuff we're doing, whether it's the hyperbaric chambers or amp coil or pulsed light through the eyes and ears, I think for me, it increases joy. I have a better experience on the planet when I'm energy up, my mind is clear, when I'm not fighting brain fog.
Yeah.
And I think especially after the pandemic, right, and bathing ourselves in cortisol for almost like 2.5 years, I think people are looking. I've noticed more than ever people are willing to invest in their health on this level.
Yeah.
And whether it's to come to the Biohacking Congress weekend and learn, or it's to make an investment in a piece of technology that would sit in their home that might 10 years ago, 5 years ago, been in a practitioner's office and say, I kind of want to build this for myself. You know, there's a lot of people that have a home health, like I know many, many people with a sauna and a pulse red light and some pulse electromagnetic field and like a cold plunge.
Yeah.
That's very common to have, be like, oh, I got all those four. I love that. You do that too?
Yeah. So it's like, what's interesting is though, do you tend to find these like driven A type people that sort of flock to this? You know, they're like, I'm going to do anything. Tell me, I'll buy everything. I'll do everything. I'm motivated, because they're usually like these like driven folks or they're business leaders or whatever. And I'll speak to someone who goes, yeah, I bought all this stuff. I do everything I'm told. And I still feel tired. I still feel exhausted. And I was like, so you bought all this tech. You do all this every day. I was like, so what are you doing to work out emotionally? Like you probably work a stressful, you have a stressful situation, your job. Like, have you done anything to relieve like trauma? You have anything going on? Like, but they're not facing it. They're trying to kind of they're doing lots of other stuff, but they're not addressing really what's under there. And I get it. Cause like you feel weak if you let yourself go and you have to actually go into emotions and all that. And you might realize, like, I remember the first time I had an experience where like, I never did like any kind of meditation. Like we all do breath work and it's like, kind of like, yeah, cool, get charged up or do some relaxing breath work.
Yeah.
But like when you get into more of a meditation and you're having to like go inside, whatever. And I remember one time I was doing something, like I was like one of my first meditation experiences. And then like you start crying and I'm like, but I'm crying, but I'm not sad. I'm like, what's going on? It's like, that was my first time having like an emotional release. And I've actually had experiences using technologies like amp coil where something was going on. It was registering with something that was triggering some kind of release. And I was like, what? And you don't know what, like I'm, because emotionally you don't feel sad, but there was some pent up trauma somewhere in the body that just kind of, so I think for some folks, it's like getting better in touch with, like this helps them get in touch with themselves better. They have to realize like technology is a cool like way to get to stuff faster, but you have to still be able to work internally and work through stuff. And that's where I think a lot of this has to go, especially like people, as it reaches a wider audience, maybe people don't have access to all the tech and they're going to start having to apply, especially like you said, over the last 2 years, there's a lot of stress, a lot of trauma, a lot of things that will be worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's that the idea that the body does keep the score. It holds it somewhere. It could be in a big toe, could show up as uric acid in a big toe, could show up as a torn rotator cuff. It doesn't always need to be the physical injury, but the body is holding. And the word I use for the, you know, buying all the tech and doing all the things, I'm doing all the things, and why am I not healthy? I say biopassing, like biohacking, bypassing, and that people can bypass that emotional experience. And so again, for me, it's a lot of it is deepening levels of awareness. And that's, it, for me, the emotional pieces definitely come last, addressing that.
Yeah.
Down, what does down-regulating feel like? And the great, if I could have everybody at home right on your chalkboard or your refrigerator, just energy behind the action. You know, what is the energy behind the action that you're doing? Because I can set two people down and give them an assignment to do a 4-4 breathing pattern. And one person just, it's like they feel into it. What's that feel like? What's it feel like coming in? What's it feel like to hold? What's that release? Do you feel any sensations when you release? Mm-hmm. And then another person can just be like, I'm doing it. I'm doing the 2-4-4 pattern, whatever it is. And it's that energy to which you approach anything is how we do everything.
Yeah.
You know, you can do the breath work and then you can put on the pants and like be tripping through your apartment, doing one leg and trying to get the shoe on. And just that, I watch friends do that, right? And I'm like, oh my God, there's so much contraction happening right now for you to get out the door. Like the gripping, I'm like, I can see your cells squirting out cortisol. And it's just, how do you just slow it down? Because I think there is this, I think it's a complete fallacy that where are you being pushed to go so fast in such a hurry and such a frenzy, which I never understood because that was always me, always in my youth. I was like, my parents like, why are you stomping down the stair? I'm like clobbering through space. Mm-hmm. And how do you move through space? Even a simple cue like that, how do you move through space? Energy behind the action can be just a great thing. Write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
How do you make your coffee? Right? Because we've all, I'm sure you've seen people work in a kitchen. Some people are very slow and intentional. And some people, it's like a storm just went through.
I like to think folks like us, our coffee, like we've got this like very specific routine we like to do in the morning. It's like a little ritual. And
Yeah, totally.
Because it's pretty amazing. Like how, like you mentioned the conscious, like I always talk to people about diet, about they'll eat like a grass-fed steak with the nicest vegetables and then they sit in front of their laptop, doom scroll the Twitter, and they're like, and they're eating really fast. And you're like, you're stressing yourself out while you're eating. Take 4 deep breaths, put your computer aside for like 10 minutes, eat slowly, intentionally. I always say, would you rather, like, what's a better situation? Like a family that goes out to a fast food restaurant and sits down, spends an hour eating a meal together, or a person who eats like the way I just said, like, because I think the being around your family and community, like even if like, okay, it's not the ideal food, but like there is a togetherness, they're in each other's company versus like someone isolated eating alone in a stressful situation. I think like that's not eating healthy. Like even if you think you're eating healthy, it's like you're eating under stress. And so like all those moments, like you said, are like, we think we're doing something in the right way and we do something completely opposite. It may negate it, you know, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, it's like you sat down and you did the work, you know, you had the state change.
Yeah.
And then it's a throwaway. And I tell that when people come in and do an amp coil session with me or we track their HRV, I'm like, here's your predominant brainwave state. Here's your nervous system tone. We might put them in an anti-gravity chair, do some amp coil. And it's the cueing is always, how are you going to leave this space?
Yeah.
How are you going to go out to your car? What happens next? You pick up your phone or you just take a walk in nature and just feel the breeze, feel the air, you know, feel the gift of being alive for like, just give that 3 minutes and that will stick with you for a while.
Do you ever do like, if someone does a session, like do you have them sit for 5 minutes and do like almost an integration? Like, hey, what did you experience? Think about what you like, why did it feel that way? And like that way they have a moment to kind of, like you said, not just go right back to their busy life. I mean, that's when you hear about people going, like doing like a weekend ayahuasca thing at some yoga studio in like Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And it's like, then they go to work the next day. It's like, you spent no time integrating that experience.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're back to your lifestyle again. It's like, so I think that's the other problem is everyone's so, they want that quick thing, but they don't spend time to integrate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just taking the time to slow down. And I think the energy behind the action is great insight for what does it feel like, you know, and it's, yeah. What does it feel like to be on a grassy knoll with your feet off with your shoes off, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so important. It's just so important for people to examine these things in the biohacking realm. How does the tech make you feel? You know, I always do mornings now, my ritual, and I really miss it the last 3 days. I have a big panel that pulses between 0 and 10,000 hertz red light.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can set it at any frequency I want. I can set the Noget frequencies in there. And I do notice a shift, but I'll do my coffee like naked in front of the red light and just like put on music and a little bit of a dance. And it's like, I'm just in such a good spot, like the first 30 minutes of the day. Mm-hmm. And I miss it. You know, I grow addicted to these behaviors because it puts me in such a good state that when I think about going on vacation and sitting on a beach with a, you know, whatever, a Coors Light or whatever the commercial is, like that doesn't sound good to me. Like my morning ritual, like it's such, we know metabolically what's happening in the cell with a red light. We know the energy, the nitric oxide that's being freed up from that stuck pattern inside the cell. I was like, I'm creating a tropical vacation here in the morning with like the boost of caffeine and the good fats and the red light. So I just think you can always build that anywhere you want.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think, yeah, that to wrap things up, I guess, you know, we can end on that note about just like, we covered a lot of topics. So we went from frequencies to, you know, that morning ritual. And I hope that, you know, folks out there, you know, they take anything away from this. It's like, you know, you got to be open to exploring these things and wear that skeptic's hat and, you know, do your own research. And like, but you can talk to people, they'll share their experiences. I think everyone will have different experiences. And I think anyone's like starting these journeys, it doesn't have to be the super expensive, like call it a hobby or whatever. I think, you know, there's plenty of information out there that makes some of these techniques and whether it's like breath work or optimizing sleep, et cetera, like accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
So maybe like we can wrap up, just share with folks like, oh, yes, I can share about how to get a hold of me.
And, please. How do you get a hold of Bob Troia?
Yeah, that's right. No, so if you go to quantifiedbob.com, that's my blog where I've shared a lot of my self-optimization journey, self-experiments, things that Freddie mentioned earlier about whether it's fasting or diet or exercise or different lab tests, et cetera, or any like social media platform at Quantified Bob. That's where you'll see more of like the, like, for example, this weekend, I'm probably sharing some of the cool tech and things I've been demoing here. And so, yeah, I'll hope to see everyone in Boston in a few months.
Yeah. And you can reach me at Freddie Setgo on Instagram or the Beautifully Broken Podcast. And if you reach out to AmpCoil, you'll probably end up speaking with me at some point if you have product questions. So those are the three places that are prime and alive. And we thank you guys for being here with us, taking a little time. A heartfelt thank you. Thank you for being with us at the Biohacking Congress. And please check out, if you're interested, their next live show. That'll be June 10th through the 12th in Boston. So come hang out with us and meet us there.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, friends. I hope you're loving the show. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
If there's one word that makes me feel really intelligent, it's photobiomodulation, better known as red light therapy. Photobiomodulation has been clinically shown to increase energy, circulation, increase testosterone production and workout recovery, hair growth, even the improvement in the depths of fine lines and wrinkles. You actually don't have a lot of reasons not to incorporate red light therapy into your home. And not all panels are created equal, which is why the panel I recommend to my family and my friends is LightPath LED, for the following reasons. This company continues to evolve their technology, including up to 5 wavelengths in each bulb. They include a 3-year warranty. This is one of the most robust in the industry. And they also have pre-programmed frequencies to add the benefit of pulsed light to the body. And most importantly, after purchase support, so you know how to best use your device for your specific needs. Now, what does the evolving science say around pulsed light? Pulsed light yields benefit to the mitochondrial health, leading to increased production of cellular energy, thus improved outcomes. So say it with me, let's mind the mitochondria. So check out their beautiful new website at LightPath LED and use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, all lowercase, for a discount and checkout. My friends, you made it to the end of the podcast. Can you believe this is season 4? Wait, don't turn it off yet. Before you go, I have something very important I need to say. There are 2 ways in which we can build this relationship that we've been working on. The first one is to join me on my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. You get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, discounted coaching, and free webinars with thought leaders in the wellness and technology industry. The second way to support this guy right here is to go to freddiesetgo.com and download the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. This is my ebook, It's a collection of transformational technology, supplements, and courses that have worked for me, my clients, and my family. These are things that I have found incredibly helpful in my personal healing journey, like the Ionic Foot Bath or Amp Coil or the Red Light. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Now, please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they do support the podcast through affiliations. Friends, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. 5 stars if you loved it, and well, I guess if you're compelled to listen to this entire thing and leave a 1-star review, I'm going to take that too. If you want to connect with me directly, I spend most of my time on the social media platform known as Instagram at FreddySetGo. Or you can find me at buymeacoffee.com/FreddySetGo or FreddySetGo.com. And lastly, from my vast team of legal internet lawyers, which I pay a lot of money to, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. That's all for today. Our closing, the world is changing. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together can be a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel.